Jesus an example to children and youth, August 5th. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and man. As Jesus looked upon the offerings that were brought as a sacrifice to the temple, the Holy Spirit taught him that his life was to be sacrificed for the life of the world. From his earliest years he was guarded by heavenly angels, yet his life was one long struggle against the powers of darkness. Satan sought in every way to tempt and try him. He caused people to misunderstand his words, so that they might not receive the salvation he came to bring them. He was opposed both at home and abroad, not because he was an evildoer, but because his life was free from every taint of sin, and condemned all impurity. His stainless life was a rebuke, and many avoided his presence, but there were some who sought to be with him because they felt at peace where he was. He was gentle, and never contended for his rights, but his own brethren scorned and hated him, showing that they did not believe in him, and casting contempt upon him. He lived above the difficulties of his life, as if in the light of God's countenance. He bore insult patiently, and in his human nature became an example for all children and youth. His life was as leaven, working amid the elements of society. Harmless and undefiled he walked amid the careless, the thoughtless, the rude and unholy. He mingled with the unjust publicans, the reckless prodigals, the unrighteous Samaritans, the heathen soldiers, the rough peasants, and the mixed multitudes. He treated every human being as having great value. He taught people to look upon themselves as persons to whom had been given precious talents that, if rightly used, would elevate and ennoble them, and secure for them eternal riches. By his example and character he taught that every moment of life was precious, as a time in which to sow seed for eternity. Jesus carried the burden of the salvation of the human family upon his heart. He knew that unless people would receive him, and become changed in purpose and life, they would be eternally lost. This was the burden of his soul, and he was alone in carrying this load. From his youth he was filled with a deep longing to be a lamp in the world, and he purposed that his life should be the light of the world. This he was, and that light still shines to all who are in darkness. Let us walk in the light that he has given.